Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. Hello and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. It is The Valley Business Today, Winchester, Frederick, Clark County edition. Jody Wall is here with me. You are the Director of Program Development. Is that right, Jody?
That's right, Janet. Very good.
With the Top of Virginia Regional Chamber. And we are going to be talking workforce development today because that is quite an important topic, even in a community as small as ours, and maybe because it's a community as small as ours.
Well, our community is no different than any other around the country in that our unemployment is very low and our businesses are struggling to find employees and good help.
So you guys have at the Chamber a Workforce Development Committee. Tell me about what that is and how it came to be.
The Workforce Development Committee is a couple of years old. It originally was our Education Committee. And as workforce development came to the forefront of conversation all over the country and businesses were struggling to find help because unemployment is so low, it evolved into the Workforce Development Committee because we felt that we needed to focus on that as opposed to education.
And education is such a big piece of that because you need to have workers that are trained, and whether that's from an educational perspective in the local school system, in our community colleges, or going off to college, the training and the skill set is what you really need in order to bring those people back here.
Absolutely. And our local school systems are big partners and very much involved in our committee.
Well, you've got two ladies here with you. Missy McDonald is here. She is with the Work-Based Learning of Frederick County Public Schools. Go Colonels. Every time Frederick County Public Schools is on, I have to say my Go Colonels. So Missy, explain to me, what is it that you do within the school system from a work-based learning perspective?
Thank you. As work-based learning coordinator, I really try to work with business and industry to form partnerships that are going to give our students some really authentic learning opportunities. And that's really on a spectrum. So it's everything from career exploration. It's like job shadowing. Is this the job for me? All the way through career preparation so that those students are practicing workplace readiness skills, they're practicing technical skills, and they may even be on the job, on the payroll, and earning a credit for their work experience through school as well.
So this is like a massive expansion from the days when I was in high school and the only opportunities we really had was at Dow J. Howard. If we decided we wanted to go into one of the trades, that was pretty much the only option. I mean, we had guidance counselors that would sit and maybe talk with us about what we might want to be when we grow up. But this is that times 10, it sounds like.
Yes. In Frederick County Public Schools, we have comprehensive career and technical education programs in each of our three high schools. And we still have a fully operating trade and industrial program at Dow J. Howard at the Technical Center. So our students could be taking courses in business, marketing. You mentioned digital and social media marketing. That's a course our students can take. Cybersecurity, technology education. So family consumer science, health and nutrition, interior design. We just have a wealth of opportunities for students to start exploring careers, earning industry credentials, and really getting a jump start on their career path for the future.
And they're doing that at an earlier and earlier age now. We participate every year with Sally Michaels and the Worlds of Work Expo, and those are seventh graders. My last conversation with her, she was talking about how they'd like to even move that back a little bit further and consider including fifth and sixth graders in that, because kids are kind of getting a better idea at an earlier age now. now where their career path may take them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something we look at in the school division as well, starting to present age-appropriate career awareness for students who are elementary age. We do offer now a career investigations course for all sixth graders. All sixth graders are taking that. So they're starting to just explore different career fields and have that awareness. They follow that up in the seventh grade with WOW. The middle school years are also when they're starting to work on their academic and career plans. So again, we stress to students, you don't have to know all the answers now, but we want you to at least start considering the possibilities so that you can be prepared. And then we do follow up then with a lot of our middle schools are doing career cafe programs, bringing speakers in. And then again, as CTE opportunities for the students just explode in the high schools, they just have a wealth of opportunities. And I would stress that career and technical education really is career exploration mm-hmm. in the high schools for our students. The addition of work-based learning really just amps it up and gives students those really authentic experiences to connect with employers that may be really beneficial for the employers as well. We really view our work-based learning programs as a workforce development tool for our employers because they can partner with us to start training those students at a young age.
And it really is a win-win on both ends of that spectrum because now you have students who kind of get a sense that there is a job out there for them. Parents are happy because it potentially means they're going to stay closer to home. And then the businesses are happy because that fear of not having a skilled workforce is eliminated just a little bit.
Absolutely. We're seeing students who maybe have an experience with an employer in high school, whether it's a job shop, a part-term internship, whatever it might be, and that does transition to employment. And sometimes the students go directly to the workforce. Sometimes it's a combination where they're still with that employer, but they're receiving additional post-secondary training as well. And it does truly benefit everyone. And Jody and I had discussed before, how do we keep our talent local? Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great way to do that. If we can start building relationships with those students now, making them aware of the robust career opportunities right in their own backyard, you know, they want to come home to that or stay here for that.
And it eliminates that whole, I can't wait to until I graduate so I can get out of here. You find that a lot of them are staying or coming back if they go on to higher education.
Absolutely. And some of them are seeing that you don't have to necessarily follow the same career path. So, for example, some students who may think I might want to attend college one day or receive some additional post-secondary training, but maybe there are some barriers. It's just not the right time. I need to go to work. Some of them are also seeing that when they prove their worth to an employer, there might be opportunities for that employer to provide additional training or to offer maybe some tuition reimbursement programs for them. The other piece of it is the students are more intentional. You know, they've had this career and technical education experience. They've had the work-based experience. They've experienced the workforce. And when they do decide that they're ready for that additional post-secondary training, they're really intentional. You know, we keep hearing about college debt. And so if a student can spend that money in a way that they know this is the career field for them to proceed, that's helpful to their family dynamic as well.
Yeah, that return on investment is always
Absolutely.
Happy the sooner you can get it in. Bonnie Zampino, I knew I was going to say that wrong even as I was writing it out, Bonnie, is also here. Now, you're on the Workforce Development Committee for the Chamber as well, but you are the Center Manager for CareerWorks. Explain to me what that is.
So for Virginia, CareerWorks is a group of five state-mandated partner agencies, and we all work together to support those who are unemployed or underemployed. And so we do everything from Virginia Employment Commission with unemployment, with job training, with career pathways. We work with individuals who have disabilities or other challenges. So basically any of the state programs that come around and support individuals who need more in order to be work ready. That's what we're there for. So
you kind of filter all of that stuff back out to the community.
We do. And I think it's a great partnership on the Workforce Development Committee because we are talking about how do we support employers in this market of more than full employment. And then we can come in behind Missy and her students and the folks that are working in the K-12 programs because we have federal funding that helps to pay for individuals who need to either get trained and certified in some of these really high demand positions that are very relevant in our market. Or we also work with students, both in-school youth and those who have recently graduated, who have some barriers to entering the employment market. And so we come in alongside of them and do a lot with helping them become work ready, particularly in paying for them to have internships. And so that's really a win for the community because it can support what Missy and her crew are doing, but it also supports the employer because they can bring someone in and we're payrolling that individual. We're also part of this village, really, that's helping that young person really learn how to be in the workplace.
And I hear that kind of as an underlying thread. Guy Curtis comes every other month from Lord Fairfax Community College's Workforce Solutions. Mm-hmm. And we talk a lot about credentials and that kids don't necessarily have to go off to a four-year school. And we talked about the debt. You were mentioning it a minute ago. But that there are a lot of programs out there that have federal funding. They have state funding. The college can kick in some things from a financial aid perspective. And these kids and adults are going right into really good paying jobs. And they're educated and they're skilled in that particular field and in that industry.
And often with no debt at all, when you're able to combine some of the various grants, the community college grants, the federal grants, the state grants, like you said, you can go into class, it can be paid for, and you're certified in these really high demand positions. Often in under 2 months.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing that surprises me. A lot of these things are six-week classes. In some cases, you can be in and out in no time. And I think, too, going through those things and not having that debt hanging over your head, worrying as you're studying, how am I going to pay for this? And is there going to be a job that's going to help me cover this debt when I'm done? Makes them, A, a better student, and B, a much better employee, too, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Because they really focus on getting those skills that they need and then getting that credential and getting out into the workforce. And in addition to those certifications, I have a lot of just personal passion around the work that we do for youth, which depending on if you're in school or out of school can go from age 14 to age 24. And a lot of employers are looking for the untapped population. And that age group is particularly untapped, particularly if there's barriers.
And they range any number of things. Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that can stand in the way of someone really being eligible to go into work. And so for there to be programs like Frederick County Public Schools have, like we have at Virginia Career Works, there's so many people who are walking alongside of these young people, helping them develop not just the certifications and those skills, but how do you show up on time?
I know.
And, you know,
and how do I dress? And how do I present myself during an interview? And what should be on my resume and what shouldn't be on my resume?
Yes.
And do people even use resumes anymore?
And computer skills are huge because we don't go and fill out paper applications anymore. And we do classes at Virginia Career Works for the community. They're free and they cover all of the things that you just talked about, from how to use your smartphone to apply for jobs, to how do you actually write a resume, to how do you interview, even classes specifically on federal resume writing. So there are a lot of resources available that truly are to help the community.
And Jody, you guys do a great job at the Chamber of kind of with this committee pulling all of those things together into one spot so you can then spread it out across all of the communities. Is that right?
We do. So we try to bring all of the community resources together in one place so that they can work with each other, take advantage of the services that that they each have to offer and make it available to the businesses in our community.
And I know you have an event coming up, so let's take a break. When we come back, can we talk a little bit more about some of the work of the committee, and you can tell me a little bit about what that is that you guys have coming up on the horizon?
Absolutely.
We will do all of that when we come back. We are in the studio today for the Valley Business Today. Jody Wall is here. She is the Director of Program Development for the Topeka, Virginia Regional Chamber. Missy McDonald is here. She is with the work-based. I'm never going to be able to talk. Today is just not a talking day. Work-based learning program at Frederick County Public Schools, along with Bonnie Zampino, who I did at least get her name right there. She is the Center Manager for Virginia Career Works. I am Janet Michael. You are listening to The Valley Today, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Me again. I bet you were expecting to hear a commercial. Well, that's kind of what this is. First, though, I want to thank you for listening to the Valley Today podcast. You're one of thousands who listen to the show this way every month. Sometimes it's because our listeners didn't know that if they're away from the radio, they can still listen on our website via the TuneIn app on their phone or even on Alexa. The podcast is available every afternoon on theriver953.com, in the Apple Podcast app, the Google Podcast app, and on Spotify. Pretty much anywhere you can listen to a podcast. By the way, you can subscribe using any of those apps for free. But sometimes our listeners are just busy and they want to listen when it fits their schedule, or it's a guest of the show and they want to hear what they sounded like when they were on the radio. Most of my guests share their podcast via their website and social media outlets, so then their family, friends, and customers can also hear the interview. We even have a few binge listeners who listen to a week's worth at a time. Can you even imagine? So if you want those people, your potential customers, to hear your message, this could have been your ad. And the bonus? Your commercial isn't restricted to just 30 or 60 seconds. Plus, there's even the opportunity to be the exclusive sponsor of the Valley Today podcast. That gets you on-air mentions at the end of every show. If any of this sounds interesting to you, give me a call at the station, 540-635-4121, or send me an email to janet@theriver953.com, and keep listening. Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. It is The Valley Business Today. Jody Wall is here. She is the Director of Program Development for the Topeka, Virginia Regional Chamber. She has brought with her Missy McDonald. She is with the Work-Based Learning Program from Frederick County Public Schools. Bonnie Zampino is also here. She is the Center Manager for Virginia Career Works. So, Jody, we've been talking about the Workforce Development Committee of the Chamber. And during the break, you guys were talking about three specific goals that that committee has. And, Missy, you were going to kind of give me an overview of what they are and talk about them in a little bit more detail.
Sure. We do have three goals. As Jody mentioned earlier, this committee emerged from what was the Education Subcommittee, and recognizing the importance of education and creating some workforce pipelines that aid in workforce development, our first goal is really centered around education and K-12 programs. So our first goal is just to enhance the career and technical education and work-based learning efforts of the public high schools, technical centers, and to connect them with employers. So I can give you an example of some of the projects we're working on. One is simply a work-based learning survey. Since it's World Series time, I'll say we want to find out who wants to play ball. So essentially, we want to reach out to employers and find out what they know about work-based learning, if they know anything at all, to find out if they're participating in any type of work-based learning. And when I say work-based learning, it could be a lot of different things. It could be that they've hosted a student for a job shadow. It could be that they actually have a student on the payroll that's in a co-op position. So we want to find out who are the partners that know, are aware, are currently involved, or who's not involved but they want to be, because we really think this is a workforce development tool and a career pipeline for students and employers. So that's one of the things that we're working on right now.
And that makes perfect sense, because you want to know who is already out there helping you and you don't necessarily even know it, as well as all of the people that are probably in a business position going, man, I wish we had this, and have no idea that you kind of already do. They just need to know who to reach out to be able to participate.
Absolutely. And some of the questions that we ask on the survey also ask employers about some barriers. Sometimes when you're talking about working with students, some of the concerns that come up are the age requirements, safety, mm-hmm. And sometimes there are exemptions for students enrolled in labor law exemptions for students enrolled in student learner programs, but many times people aren't aware of those. Maybe it could be an insurance regulation, and sometimes some of these things are even perceived. We were just talking with an employer this morning who said, I thought I couldn't, but I kept asking more questions, and I can. You know, I can work with students at this age now. So really, the survey also gets at some of those barriers. Do you know if you have any of those barriers? Do you know what they are? And can we work together to see if we can work past those?
Awesome. So what is the second goal? Goal number two.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to plug one more thing real quick,
go ahead.
If it's okay, on goal number one. We are also working on, so please, employers out there who are listening, we are working on a collaborative project with Clark Frederick and Winchester Schools for a summer reverse summer internship fair. So instead of employers setting up and saying what they have available, the students who are looking for a summer position are going to be on display.
I love that.
Yes. So stay tuned for more information from the Chamber, from the local workforce initiative. You should be hearing, and the local EDA groups, you should be hearing some more about that. So
that is an awesome idea.
Yeah. So that's another exciting project that Goal Group 1 is working on. Goal Group 2 is a little bit what it kind of filters in from goal one. What we're realizing is that we have to, and Bonnie and I kind of come together on this and have been working together on this and talking about this, and I think everyone is. I hear consistently theme that we have to figure out how do we manage our partners. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get siloed and for individuals to not be courteous of our partners because we're making so many asks of the business and industry folks. And so we need to make sure that we have a nice database of our partners and that we're also have some best practices in utilizing it so that we're not over asking of those individuals because we want to be respectful of their time and their efforts and what they're already contributing. So,
and it is very easy to keep going back to the well that always gives you water when you go there. So I can see where that becomes a very important thing to keep track of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then so that's one way that Bonnie and I are starting to work together on goal two. And then I'm going to let Bonnie talk about goal three because it's really talking about those untapped populations that we sometimes miss and employers can't afford to miss out on those populations.
Absolutely. So coming up on November 13th, there is a luncheon through the chamber called Investing in Workforce Development. And the topic is going to be tapped out or untapped. And employers, we hear a lot saying unemployment rate is 2 point whatever. There's anybody who wants a job has a job. There's just no one out there. Where I sit on my side of the desk, there are a lot of people who are not working who would like to. They may not be typically what an employer would look at or look for, but there are people in the job market right now that with a little bit of support from us and from the employer really could make a difference in the workforce. So we are going to be discussing that at this luncheon on the 13th. It's from 12 to 1:30. There's going to be a panel of those within Virginia Career Works who work with these various populations. And we're going to be taking questions from employers. What are they struggling with? What do they maybe are a little worried about or not understand so that we can really meet them where they are and hopefully help them maybe remove some barriers that they may have up that they might not even be really aware of. So we're working on that. And there are a lot of programs, bonding programs, tax incentives. So there's a lot out there that could benefit employers if they really start looking into these untapped populations.
And know that they're there. And yes, because everyone is just one opportunity away from being able to be their best self, whether
Absolutely.
That's an employee or a wife or a husband or a son or a daughter,
yes.
any of that sort of thing.
Yes. And we are finding that there are so many individuals who maybe just through where they grew up or their family dynamic or whatever, haven't had a lot of opportunities, but they really would like them, but they really need someone to help develop them. And that's where we come in. So we're really trying to come at this employment and workforce development initiative from every angle.
Yeah.
And it's really wonderful to be working so closely with Missy and the schools and with the chamber, with the EDA, with other partners, really to support the community, because that's what this is about.
So, Jody, what are the details for the luncheon? Where can I get information? I assume I have to register and all that sort of thing. So give me the deets.
Yes, that's right. You have to register. It will be on Wednesday, November 13th. At Piccadilly Public House in Winchester from 12 to 1:30. And you can register online at the chamber website, regionalchamber.biz.
See, y'all only ever get that wrong one time. I'm so proud of you and Danita. And this is a great way for people who don't know. I mean, the key is just letting, we joke about education, but you can learn something at any age in any way. And this is a great way to say, you know, I thought I knew, but maybe I don't know.
Yes.
And come out to this and kind of get an eye-opening experience about what's available in the community.
Absolutely.
I think businesses need to think out of the box. If we're going to create a workforce or find workers where we haven't been able to find them before, we have to think a little differently. So we're excited about this particular topic and event, and are grateful that Bonnie's willing to partner with us.
So, Bonnie, before we wrap up, if somebody wants to reach out to you at Virginia CareerWorks,
yes.
Do you guys have a website? Do you have social media? What is the best way for them to reach out if they've heard you today and think, hey, I need to talk to this woman for something?
And they should. And we have all of that. So our website is vcwvalley.com. And our
Facebook.
Facebook. We have Facebook. It's Shenandoah Valley Workforce Development.
You can probably search it on Facebook and it'll
find
it.
So. And, or they can call the office, and that's 540-545-4146.
And Missy, if somebody wants to reach out to you from the school system's perspective, how do they get in touch with you?
Maybe a little more challenging to find me on the school website, but certainly, again, a number for our central office is 540-662-3889, and they can reach me that way. If you also have listeners, again, we tend to collaborate with our partners in Clark and Winchester, so it would be the same thing, and you would be asking to connect with either the supervisor of career and technical education or a work-based learning coordinator.
Fantastic. And Jody, I know you've got a couple of more chamber events that are just around the corner. I got to be part of one of them yesterday. So thank you again for letting me come do the LinkedIn class. That was a really, really fun time.
Well, thank you for doing that. That was a real valuable workshop, I think.
Yeah, the peer-to-peer educational series, I think, is a fantastic thing that the chamber does. So I'll give you a kudos and give Danita a kudos for putting that together. But what's happening in the next couple of weeks?
So next week, we have our Valor Awards event, which is on Friday, November 1st. It's at the Clarion Inn and Suites in Winchester, 5:30 to 8. It is an event, an awards event, where we honor our public safety workers in our community. We have our regular Tuesday mixers and investing in workforce development on the 13th. Valley Businesswomen has a luncheon on November 20th. Women in Medicine Head to Toe. And our Young Professionals Group will be meeting on November 21st.
So a lot of things. And regionalchamber.biz has all the events. I know you guys are on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn,
yes,
and all of those places. So they can find all of those details for that as well.
Very good. Yes.
Awesome.
That's right.
Well, we are going to wrap up today's episode of The Valley Today. It has been The Valley Business Today. Jody Wall has been here. She is the Director of Program Development for the Top of Virginia Regional Chamber. Missy McDonald is with the Work-Based Learning Program at Frederick County Public Schools. Bonnie Zampino is the Center Manager for Virginia CareerWorks. Ah, got it all out and didn't mess it up one time. I will put links to everything that we've discussed on the show notes page of the podcast. Remember, you can always head over to theriver953.com. On the front page, you'll see The Valley Today banner. If you click there, it'll have all of the information for all of the shows. Tomorrow, we are back in the studio. It is Traffic Safety Thursday, so Lieutenant Warren Gosnell is coming over from the Frederick County Sheriff's Office. I have a list of questions that I want to ask him, but you can always send in a text to 635-4121 if you have a question that you want me to ask Gos. You can also post it on our Facebook page or send it via private message as well. And right before we wrap up today, I just want to give a really quick shout out. Today is my dad's birthday, so I want to say happy birthday, Dad. If any of you out there know Roger Russell and he didn't hear me today, make sure you tell him his daughter said happy birthday.